The only thing I ever think when I see those, and the ones that, even the ones that are much more legitimate and obvious ways than that, you know, major news stories, all I think about is, you know what? I'm never more thankful for you than I am when I see those things.
For me?
That used to be my job.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Let me tell you, that's the worst job. That is, it is so horrible. The job, let me just tell you what that is. You show up with like a cup of coffee and you know, you just keep drinking coffee all day because you can't at any point leave to get food.
It's like a stakeout, isn't it?
It is.
It's like a
cop
stakeout.
Like a stakeout. It is a stakeout.
Yeah.
You stand there potentially for hours doing nothing. I mean, literally nothing, but scared to death that someone else is going to get something that
right.
you don't.
Right.
And at some point you realize, what am I doing with my life? I'm standing here watching this to try, and especially when you're covering something as in the scheme of things, completely insignificant as this is.
And let me
I did this with Michael Jordan when Jordan was coming back to play baseball.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, it's horrible.
On the majority of times you did it,
yeah.
and you ended up waiting and waiting and then seeing the person you were staking out, did you get something from them? Or
I
know you had to stay because just on the thought that you would get something.
I'm embarrassed. I followed Michael Jordan to dinner. I mean, this was when Jordan was coming back to play baseball and there was all this talk and this and that and he was down in Sarasota and everything he did was a story. And literally, I was one of a group of probably 12, 15 reporters who were down there every day. And literally, I mean, I would get in my car when he would leave his house to, you know, the place that he was staying in down there to go to dinner and follow him and report upon where he ate dinner. I really, at many times, thought to myself, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I know your parents were wondering that.
What I was doing with my life, they were doing with theirs.
Well,
they
both.
Were ashamed of themselves
at
because
that point,
of me
yeah.
By connection.
You have a brother, but at some point they were just saying they had an only child.
That's exactly yeah. right. They were very proud of him. So the point of it is, it is the worst job. You feel so pathetic when you, I'm telling you right now, you do.
So do you think any of those guys had the realization if they were standing on Joe Torre's lawn? Going,
why didn't you get a picture of him?
What am I doing? No, you know Joe's not going to say anything yet.
Yeah.
You have to go stand there.
You know, baseball makes strange bedfellows.
Yes, it does.
How about Big Poppy?